Coming up, the Tips Net for September 23rd, 2020.
Good evening.
The time is 7 p.m. on Wednesday, September 23.
Okay, calling the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. Calling the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet for Wednesday, September 23rd, 2020. Good evening and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. This is KC1TWR, also known as Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo. My name is Tim and I'm located in Groton, Connecticut. I will be your net control station for this evening. Membership in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for participation. All licensed radio amateurs are welcome to check into the net. Those that do not wish to check in are certainly welcome to listen. This net operates on the 147.060 megahertz repeater with a PL tone of 156.7 hertz. If needed, the secondary is 146.67, also with a PL tone of 156.7 hertz. The net is held each Wednesday evening starting at 7 p.m. local time with various net controllers on a rotating basis. And we're always looking for more net controllers if you have a hankering to try your hand at that. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators as well as for experienced amateurs. The purpose of the net is twofold. First, provide a venue for presenting questions and obtaining answers and advice related to amateur radio. And secondly, also to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators and to encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset the repeater. And that means we call for a round of check-ins, and when we have everyone checked in, we'll go down through the list for questions and comments. During the check-in, please state if you have any questions for the net. We'll ask for your questions after everyone has checked in. The Tips Net is comprised of three sections. First, the open net with rounds of questions and comments, as I just described. Second is a section for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest. And third, there is an opportunity for those that wish to swap, sell, or are looking for amateur radio-related items. Unless otherwise directed, all communications should be directed to the net control station. When checking into the net, please say, "This is," and release the mic button like this. That you didn't double with somebody, and if you didn't, then press the mic button again and call with then slowly give your call sign phonetically along with your name and location, and if you have a comment or question. This is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo, your net control station for the evening. We'll start taking check-ins now. Please come with your call sign slowly.
Good evening, here is Kilo Alpha 6 Papa Delta Golf, Kevin in Norwich. Don't have any questions so far.
At this time.
This is leave Coventry?
No questions yet.
Whiskey, Chuck in the city of Groton. No questions yet. Here is KB1MDF.
Good evening, Tim, and the TipsNet. I trust all are well. I, like you, tend to try and think of things before the net begins that might be talkaboutable. Ooh, there's a phrase. I didn't come up with anything earth-shattering, but I was sitting here thinking as the net was starting. The weather, of course, is really lovely right now and is going to be probably through the middle of next week, with the exception of Monday. They're threatening us with rain and thunderstorms, but who knows whether that'll actually happen. But the weather's not supposed to get chilly again until the end of next week. And even then, it's still going to be in the 60s during the day. So things that you do with ham radio in the nicer weather. And as I think about it, there's a lot of ideas. One is there are a few fox boxes out there. Bob knows a little bit about that, and I think there's another one other than Bob's out in the field that people can go find. Nice weather is a great time to work on your antennas or work on your ground system. Let me reset. I'm thinking about my friend Jerry down there in Preston, who took advantage of the nice weather to do a mobile radio installation in his vehicle. So maybe you have something with respect to your automobile and radio and communications gear that needs attention. Then there's always the fun stuff like hunting the fox boxes or hilltopping, going to high elevation places with your HD or mobile radio and seeing how it performs from way up high, which is only about 500 or 600 feet around here, but we like calling it way up high. So there you go. There's a morsel. I don't know if anybody will want to chew on it, but I throw it out there just so that Radio Cat Phoebe can't eat it. KA6PDG.
Since it's been down here, and maybe longer,
It has exhibited some odd properties, like a little whining sound, and sometimes it transmits when I push the button, and sometimes it doesn't. And honestly, I barely use this rig in the car because I just, I'm driving along, I'm doing other stuff. I use it to listen a lot. And I haven't been able to find out what's exactly going on with this thing. I think it's in the microphone and the cable, but I'm not 100% sure because I think I heard that little whine go out when I started. It might be another call to HRO and solve this problem once and for all. Outside of that, yeah, good time. I have not been out to hunt the fox boxes yet. I should get out and do that. So I don't know if Chuck's is out here in the greater Norwich area, or as I like to call it, the lesser Norwich area. But, beyond this time, thinking about the next season, which I don't like to think about, except how nice 160 gets. So if you have the room for a 160 antenna, those cool crisp nights, that's a good time to get on 160. So something to be said. Probably the only thing I'll have good to say about the cooler, crisper months. So back to that, K1DCT.
Dave, it's good advice about the 160. As far as the mobile rig that you put down in your shack inside the house, just a quick thought, depending on the make and model, you might find that somebody else in the immediate area has the same make and model and might be able to borrow their microphone and cord for just a little bit and see if that resolves the problem. Then you'll know for sure. And yes, there was that little bit of a squeal or whine or something just when you first started to transmit. After that, it was perfectly fine. Okay, we're going to move on to Steve up in the North Country and see how he's doing and what comments he might have for us this evening in K1V, KC1TWR.
And K1V, good evening all. Yeah, some good comments already. And as you may notice, I have my towers all up, so we're back on less than 20 watts and hitting the Salem repeater, so that's a good thing. We had some issues, believe me, but everything's up and running again. I'll maybe get to that next round or another time. But on a couple things people had mentioned, Kevin had mentioned going to a high place to play radio and stuff, and that was one of my goals for this end of the summer, fall situation. This summer, I had done a hike to a not a big mountain, Ball Mountain in Vermont, and I loved it. And once I got up there, I was saying, boy, I really like to do some radio up here, some summit stuff or Parsonier or whatever. But I was not about to haul my 706 with my lead acid batteries and all that up that kind of distance. So I've been poking around, looking on the internet stuff for something in my budget, and I've got a pretty decent setup. Let me reset. Zygo G90, which comes pretty highly rated for its price, considering what you can get up to 20 out of it. I don't plan on using that much if I don't have to. And Baino, or however you pronounce that, everybody can correct me. I was looking at their battery, and I was looking through buying the battery and the charger and the adapter and all that stuff for what I wanted to do. They actually, HRO had on sale from them a little pack of BPP-160, which has a 13 amp hour battery, has the charger set up plugged in it, it has a set up for solar to take in, and a volt gauge, and USBs, and what else can I think of? Oh, it has a very small AC inverter for, like 150 watts, which isn't much, but it's something, and very lightweight, sealed up, nice little package, so I'm really excited about that, and I got it on sale. So other than completely configuring my antenna, which I'm not comfortable in the backpack. My weight is way down, and my amount of stuff, because the Zygo has a built-in tuner, is way down. So I just got trees out, and that was not my property, so I'm not really sure where I'm going with that yet. But anyways, it's I'm pretty happy about that, and I hope to get to high places. Back to Matt and K1B.
Sounds like you got a sweet deal on that that equipment from HRO, and I'm sure you're going to put it to very good use. And glad that you're back up on full power again. You're coming in beautifully into the Salem repeater. Absolutely good. Okay, let's move on to Chuck and see what his thoughts are today. W1FJW, KC1TWR.
I'm thinking I'm going to be needing a new battery in my car. I, two occasions lately, I've been sitting with the key just on the accessory position and a radio running, and watched the voltage fall from 14 to down through the 13s, and on one occasion, in about 20 minutes, it made it to 12.1 volts, at which point I started the car back up. And it seems to be dropping a lot faster than it used to run hours on in the 13s and in the high 12s. So I'm thinking it's nearing the end of its useful life. Back to net, W1FJW.
Thank you, Chuck. Yes, indeed, does sound like that his battery is not going to be around much longer. And hopefully you'll get another one to replace it, and it'll suit you just fine. Okay, let's move on to, actually, it's been enough time. I should do another call out. So this is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club. If anybody would like to be added to the list and have a chance to make some comments or bring a question even, why don't you go ahead and come now with your call sign. KB1MDF and find out what he's doing and what comments he may bring for us this evening. KB1MDF, KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, KB1MDF. I have one statement, or a question, because I think I got RF packet working. I sent a message out to you and Jerry. Also, would anybody like to hear a poor man cry vent story? Day going right, get the oil change done. You gotta head up to New Hampshire to park for the night to pick up a load said morning, oh dark 30, and then get told the forklift broke a tire. So backup plan was to go home for the night and pick it up in the afternoon tomorrow, because that's what they wanted for spare tire, to get their tire fixed. All of a sudden, as soon as I get home, oh no, back on schedule. I really could have done a lot of things. So I'm sitting here playing radio and trying to figure out if I got, excuse me, got the packet running right. So KB1MDF, back in it.
Your misfortune or miscommunication, and the fact that they had to go home, and then you get home and you find out that, oh, we're back on track again. Just now, pulled up Winlink Express and replied to your email, your Winlink email, so that should be coming back to you. And congratulations on getting that up and running. Okay, next we're going to move on to Bob and see how he's doing and what his comment might be about previous comments or something, anything else he'd like to bring to the net. W1RPQ, KC1TWR. All
Good evening, Tim, and everyone else on the net. This is W1RPQ. Working FT8 on 160 meters right now. It's not too busy, but it's busy enough. And I'm going to be out after this time around because the space station will be overhead in about 7 minutes, and I want to get outside and see if I can't hit it again tonight. I was able to get in last night and make a contact. But this weekend we'll be putting up another NFED antenna in a slightly different direction than my big one as a backup antenna, and also to see if I can't pick up some things in different directions as well. So this will be the weekend to check out all the outside gear and make sure everything's up to snuff. With that, let me say 73s and turn it back to net control. This is W1RPQ.
Thank you, Bob, and good luck making contact through the space station. That's going to be quite something when you do. Yes, it is. This is a good weekend to get check all the outside equipment and so forth. I was watching the weather earlier, and they made a comment that currently there are absolutely no named tropical storms, depressions, or hurricanes out there as of this moment. But then they also added that hurricane season goes through the end of November. So they feel that we'll probably still end up with some more Greek alphabet named storms. Okay, we're going to go around Robin to the top of the list and see if Kevin has any comments about what's been being discussed or anything else he wants to bring. KA6PDG, KC1TWR.
Well, thank you, Tim, and the net. No good comments all around. Enjoying the net and getting everybody's little tidbits of things they're thinking about working on and so forth. You know, I've never used an NFED antenna, and I'd like to do that sometime. Unfortunately, in the little postage stamp I live on here in the middle of Norwich, I don't have a lot of room for that. But you never know. It might be fun to experiment with a short one. Maybe that's my solution for 10 meters. By the way, the improvement I made to the doublet, or the theoretical improvement, seems to actually be an improvement, so that's good. I haven't confirmed this wholly, but my sort of tentative theory is that I did change the directionality of the antenna a little bit. I think I'm getting a little bit more up to the north and into Canada than I am out west. But that being said, I've been able to work NA1KW, who, by the way, made a kilo last night, Steve, at the park that he's at. Had success working him and Florida, so I don't know. Maybe I didn't change the pattern of it much. Let me reset. Named tropical features. That's interesting to hear you say that, Tim, because Paulette had revitalized as of last night out southeast or southwest of the Azores and was building strength and had become a tropical storm again. But maybe she's once again gone comatose. There was a little feature off the Florida Keys that they've been keeping an eye on that might develop in a few days. Well, we'll see what happens with that. And having nothing to do with the tropics directly, before the net, I spun the dial around on 20 meters and found that the 20-meter band is trying to wake up and play tonight. So that might be interesting. That's it for this round. KA6PDG, back to net.
Resurrected. Well, so we'll see what happens. I'm glad that your doublet seems to be working out well, and maybe it's, I don't know. I'm not going to try and conjecture anything about it because I really don't know much about how it's mounted, where it's mounted, which way it goes, but the fact that you think that there's an improvement with it, that makes me happy, so that's good. Okay, let's move on to Jerry, and Let's see. I don't think I had a question for you, so I'm just going to see what your thoughts are based on everything you've heard about the weather, the fox hunting, and antennas, and anything else you'd like to talk about. K1JMN, KC1TWR.
Okay, thanks, Tim. K1JMN. Really, I don't have much thoughts right now. I guess I'm, you know, running out of go juice, you know, just winding down, and I want to save myself for the traffic net. So I'm going to check out now and just listen in and see how things go. Okay, K1JMN, back to net.
K1DCT, and as I said before, maybe there's another ham local to this area that might have the same make model radio that you're having issues with. Might be able to lend you a microphone for a short time so you can test it and see if that really is the culprit. K1DCT, KC1TWR.
Let me say K1DCT here. Ironically, this uses the same microphone and cable that the new mobile I installed, so I should have gone out and grabbed that, but I didn't, so I will have to try that. I think I tried it once before, but I don't remember what the result was, so I'll have to try it again, and that's all it takes, and that'll be nice. And if it takes another call to HRO or online visit to HRO, that's okay too. This rig was in the mobile. I was never all that fond of it because if you want to change anything, it's very complicated. At least I think so. With a newer rig I installed, a little more intuitive, you know, there's still a lot of button pushing, but anyway, we'll keep working on this. So, let's see, Kevin, with the NFED, my NFED, I think Bob's has one the same, for 40, 20, 15, and 10, it's 66 feet long, so I don't know how much doublet you have up there. But, and obviously it doesn't have to be in a straight line, but if it could be, it makes it probably a little simpler, but I've been very happy with it. Works good on 10 meters, you know, good SWR, good bandwidth. I know Bob said he was going to put up a longer one, so I'm guessing he's going to get the one that includes 80 meters. My only fear of that, and I talked to somebody on, or typed with somebody, I should say, on PSK today, who was running the same antenna I have, same make, but it was the model with 80 meters on it, and like a vertical that has 80 meters, you need to pick your spot. Because that is it, you know, so 80, when you get up to 80 and 160, it's tough to do anything, you know, unless you're going to pick a spot or you're going to use a tuner. Those are pretty much your choices as far as I'm concerned. But it's certainly doable, and you know, the good thing about an NFED is one end is obviously close to the shack and the other end goes out to wherever you can get it through. So, certainly worth a try. That's about it, I guess. Not too much help happening here. So, hopefully there was no whining, at least not from the radio, maybe from me a little, or any other odd noises. K1DCT, back to net.
good description about the antennas and so forth. And I'm going to die laughing if we determine that you did swap the microphones and that the problem either went with the microphone or what have you. And then if you switch them again, maybe the problem will go away. Maybe there is a slight difference between the two microphones. But that could be all wet, too. You probably pretty good in remembering where you put what and which you swapped what with. So, anyhow, talking about antennas, I did want to add a quick side comment. Driving down by the Groton Airport, there are a couple of trailers that are used by the, junior pilots. It's not the name of it, but it's with a, somebody will correct me on it, thankfully. It's where they take young children, who are probably in their 12 to 16, 18 years old, and they teach them all about flying and about becoming a civil air patrol. That's what I was thinking of. And they have classes down there with all kinds of youngsters and so forth. And I know there's an amateur radio operator because he joined some of our nets several years ago for a little while. And I just noticed driving by that he's been putting up some antennas, most of them down in the VHF, UHF band, but maybe a 10-meter. And they even put in one of those antennas that looks like a, if you take a reel to a reel mower, type you used to push to cut the grass, and you took the blade assembly out, turned it vertical, it looks something like that. I can't remember the name of it, but it looks like they're experimenting, and that's good. Okay, we're going to now move on to Steve, and a quick question for you, Steve, and that is, how is my signal to you? I'm coming through an echo link, and I want to make sure that the signal is coming out nice and strong and clear. So, NK1V, AP1TWR, the TIPSnet.
NK1V. Yes, Tim, you're coming in solid. The audio is good, but there's just a little bit muffled, like quality of microphone issue. But other than that, you're completely legible and coming in with no other outside noises or anything. So it's good. The talk of NFED and 160 kind of falls into, I'm double of what I would like to do. Actually, I have stuff coming in. I am a little bit shy now after the early in the month tropical storm, the amount of carnage I had from using trees for antennas. So the tower being back up and 40-something feet high and over 100 feet away, when I re-lifted it after I retooled the whole thing, one of the things I had the forethought to do is to put a, I can say it's a 48-inch, it's some heavy-duty polymer stuff I get from work. It's a scrap of that. It's about 2x2. And I ran a nice leg out with that and put a carabiner on that with a piece of paracord so I could run things up and down, experimental stuff. And my next experiment is going to be an NFED. I'm waiting for an UNN to come in, a 9-to-1. That's something a little more robust than what I've built in the past because I may put a little heat on it. But I want to go at least, some of the numbers the manufacturers are saying, I'm doing random length, so I can easily do 124. They're also liking like 146, and well, there's a couple other sites I'm gonna. I'll be able to easily take it up and down and play around with it. But I would like to get 160 on that because I used to get 160 on my doublet when I shorted it. So we will see. My only fear, not necessarily the direction, but noise. I've had some NFEDs that are a little bit noisy, but I don't have too much stuff around here. So we will see. It'll be an experiment, and I'll keep you up to date. Back to net, NK1V.
Thank you, Steve. And I really appreciate it. I did just switch to a headset. I was using just a cell phone and using the speaker. But now I'm using a headset, so hopefully that takes care of some of the muffling, or it could just be with me and the way I talk. But let's go ahead and move on to Chuck and see if he has any thoughts about 160 or NFED or anything else he'd like to talk about. W1FJW, KC1TWR.
Well, the antenna you saw that looked like a reel from a real lawnmower on edge was probably a helial antenna, which are a favorite for the 136 megahertz weather satellites, would be my guess, but that's just a guess. And in terms of microphones, yeah, I got to work on this one. It has three push-to-talk switches. One is momentary and two lock. And I'd like to put the locking ones in series instead of parallel so that you have to hit them both to lock on transmit, which I don't think is a great idea anyhow, but if you're using it for other purposes than radio, I could see where it would come in handy, but put them in series, so you got to make two mistakes to get it to latch on instead of one. Back to net, W1FJW.
Well, thank you, Chuck, for figuring out what kind of an antenna that was for and what its probable use was, which I could see them using it to get information from weather satellites. And I agree with you, sometimes it's better to have, especially with a locking button, to have to make it harder to use in one form or another. And if it means pressing both, then that would be good. So it sounds like a nice little project. Okay, let's do another. This is KC1TWR and the Tips Net. If anybody's been listening and would like to join in the conversation, why don't you come with your call sign now?
This is W1JOP. I have no questions.
Here is Kilo Zero, Juliet Echo Bravo. Josh and Groton, no questions.
Here is Whiskey One, Romeo Papa Queen, back from the front yard, no questions.
Recognizes John, W1JOP, and Josh, K0JEB, and there's Resurrected Bob, W1RPQ, who I will put back into the same spot he was to start with. Any other check-ins, please come with your call sign now. Okay, very good. I've added John and Josh to the end of the list, and right now we're going to go to Joe and see what he thinks about all this that has been talked about or any other information you'd like to give us. KB1MDF, this is KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, KB1MDF. I never knew that name of that the antenna. First answer I thought of was a quad, because I do know what those mowers look like. I am young enough and old enough to know about those push mowers. And great that, you know, the invention of the self-driven or forward drive push mowers, and also the put walk behinds. I've done them all. But, yep, I just been sitting back here relaxing and listening and playing with the packet, trying to figure out if there's any Windows 10 software, like UIView for APRS next. That was part of my project, but I'm sitting back here relaxing, listening to everybody talk, and happy I got the messages. Thank you so much, gentlemen, and I sent back acknowledged messages. So thank you, knowing it works, RFly. I didn't know how exactly if I got it right or wrong, because last time I remembered, I had to type in each packet node to make sure I get the packet node attached to the user. So I guess they evolved since then. That was back in 05. So KB1M, yeah, back to net.
Thank you, Joe. Glad to help. And they keep updating it, and they have an actual team of volunteers that have been working on the forums and the software itself. As a matter of fact, the WinLink software that's available today is a new version that was just made available, I think, just within the past 7 days. So if you haven't updated or downloaded WinLink in the past 7 days, you might want to consider doing that. Okay, let's move on to Bob and find out if he was successful or not and any other comments he may have. W1RPQ, KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, this is W1RPQ. Yes, one contact. It was pretty busy out there, but you only have about a four-minute window to hit the space station. But I was able to make a quick contact and give my grid location to VE3DE out of Ontario, Canada. So one quick one, and quite a bit of noise up there tonight. So we'll wait and try again tomorrow, the next time it comes through. Other than that, let me send it back to net control. This is W1RPQ.
Okay, very good, Bob. Congratulations. That's good. And I'm sure you'll be out there night after night seeing what you can do. Okay, we're going to go on to John, and he's been listening, I think, for a little bit, and see what comments he may have. We don't really have any questions on the table, so it's a wide open, clean table. You can come with your thoughts. W1JOP, KC1TWR.
Well, I came home thinking, W1JOP, thinking my fridge died. Everything's thawed out in the freezer. Freezer was not shut all the way, so I thought I burnt out the motor, but thankfully the fridge did restart, so no longer really concerned about that. Other than that, not much to report. Fun day at work, I guess. One more day to go, then I'm on the I'm on my weekend, so looks like it's gonna be a good weekend up near 80. Then fall later on next week, like 60 degrees for highs. So better enjoy the warm weather while it's here. W1GOP back to net.
Thank you, John. Yeah, we bought a refrigerator just a couple of years ago, and of course it's got to be a if you keep the door open for more than, I'm going to say, 4 minutes, all of a sudden it starts beeping. Doesn't matter which door is open, it seems to know. And but up until you close all the doors and then you reopen it again. So, yep, I hope you didn't lose too much in the way of food. And I'm enjoying the cooler nights, that's for certain. Okay, let's move on to Josh. I don't know how long he's been listening, but no real question on the table, so any thoughts he may have, let's see what he has to say. K0JEB, KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, K0JB. Well, I've been listening for a few minutes anyway. Wanted to offer up a little bit of additional information on the circular antenna that you saw. They have two different types, left-handed and right-handed. They're designed that way because the polarization of the signal coming from the satellites is in a circular polarization. As the satellite's rotating as it's going around the Earth, the signal will change, and If you were to use the street antenna, you would get a good signal, and then as the polarization would turn, the signal would drop out, and you would get static lines in your weather pictures that you were trying to get off the satellite. I've managed to use a Yagi to get some pretty good images, but they use right-handed turn most of the time. There are some satellites that go the other way, it's a lot of fun. Just wanted to offer up that little tidbit. This is K0JB, back to net.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Josh. I did not know that. I kind of assumed it had something to do with using less vertical space by having it go in a circular pattern, as it were. But that's good to know. Very good indeed. Thank you. Okay, we've reached the bottom of the list. We've gone through two rounds. It's taken us about 50 minutes. I'd like to go into the next section. Before I do that, any last comments or crosstalk about for the first section of the TIPSnet, please call now. Start the second section of the TIPSnet. Does anyone have any announcements about upcoming events or items of interest? Please call now.
K0JB with one item.
W1RPQ with one item.
Okay, very good. We'll take you two in order. Go ahead, Josh, with your item.
Thanks, Tim. It's K0JB. Just a little bit of an informational announcement for those of you that are interested or use DMR radio. The Waterford 97 repeater, which is connected to System Fusion Reflector 99797, working with Harrison and Chuck, N1LMA, we have gotten the repeaters that are linked together hooked up on 99797 on the TGIF network, and you can now access the repeater if you have a hotspot and you go in through the Brandmeister network, same talk group number, 99797. So I just wanted to share that. I know some of you do dabble in DMR, so that's all I have. K0JB.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Josh. And anybody have any questions for Josh about his item, please call now. Okay, we'll move on to Bob. Please proceed with your item.
This is W1RPQ. The only item I have tonight is we have a VE test session scheduled for October 3rd at the Great Plain Fire Station, starting at 9 o'clock with two sessions, 9 to 10:30 and then 10:30 to noon. So if you know somebody that wants
wants to get their tech license or upgrade to general or to extra, please let myself, W1RPQ, or Tim, KC1TWR, know, and we will get you on the schedule. No walk-ins for this because of the COVID restrictions that we have, but we have two sessions with 10 seats, and there's plenty of room right now. So get the word out so that we can get some more folks with licenses and upgrade. That's all I have. W1RPQ, back to net.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Anybody with questions or comments about Bob's item, please call now. Okay, I'd also like to mention the fact that the Connecticut Aries will have a statewide drill on October 3rd, the same day as the VE session, unfortunately, but the session, the just Connecticut State SET session will take place from 9 to noon with the in-checks, as they call them, or the request for information is coming out the top of the hour, so it'll be at 9, 10, 11, and 12. If anybody can participate in any or all of those time slots, just let me know at tomorrow's Region 4, or correction, at next Monday's Region 4 South Net on this repeater at 8 p.m. We will be talking more about what we're going to be doing for the CT Aries portion of that here in Region 4. And we'll also be talking about the upcoming Red Cross National Aries in Emergency Communications test that's coming up on November 14th. So any questions or comments about that, please call now.
K0JB with a question.
Yep, K0JB, please proceed with your question.
Tim, I was just wondering, with CT Aries, do they have any coordinated items planned with the Mars drills that they're going to be doing next month?
Yes, thank you for reminding me of that. The only one that I'm aware of is that during the Connecticut Aries SET, we're also going to be working with Mars, and what Mars will be doing is supplying us information as a form with 20 questions, not the game 20 questions, but 20 questions. For instance, one of the numbers, let's say number 10, might say airports, and you're given three options, normal use, restricted use, unavailable. So when you send in your form, you're not going to say what it is. You're just going to say number 10 available, something, things of that nature. And they're looking for real data. They're not looking for made-up fictitious storms and what have you. So 90% of the time, we're just going to be putting normal, but it's just a practice in how Mars would like information sent back to them. But to my knowledge, it'll only be during the 9 to 12 time span on that Saturday. I'm unaware of any other connection with the Mars event, even though I believe it's going on for several weeks during the month of October. Hopefully that answers your question. So back to you to see if it did. This is KC1TWR.
Yes, sir. It's K0JB back to net.
Okay, any other questions or comments for the second section or any other announcements or items of interest, please call now. Okay, we'll move on to the third section of the TIPS net. Is there anyone that wishes to swap, sell, or are looking for amateur radio related items. If so, please call now.
KA6PDG. Thank you, Tim. If anybody's looking for a microphone, I do still have the SM50, which I was using for my HF rig, and it did a very fine job. It's a nice mic. It's hardly been used at all, but I'm not going to try and make a killing on it. Whoever needs it, I'll let you have it for something reasonable. And just get a hold of me. I'm good on QRZ. KA6PDG, back to net. Check and get back to you. I'm pretty sure it's the 8-pin round, but I'll let you know later in the evening or tomorrow. I'll take a look at it. KA6PDG.
Alright, thanks. K0JB back to net.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Any other items that anybody would like to swap, sell, or looking for amateur radio, or any other questions for Kevin, please call now. Additional comment or additional crosstalk, please come now with your call sign. Check-ins or comments or crosstalk, I'm going to go ahead and close the net at this time. I'd like to thank everyone that participated in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net this evening, and thanks to all who stood by as we conducted the net. Also thanks to W1AN for allowing us the use of the W1DX repeater. And Joe, K1IKE, for the Echolink connection, which is working remarkably well. And Kevin, KA6PDG, who does recordings of the TipsNet and puts them on the website am1700.org/TipsNet. That's alphamichael1700.org/TipsNet. Tri-City Amateur Radio Club sponsors this net and has their meetings on the second Tuesday of each month, normally at the American Red Cross office at 1031 Route 32 in Montville. Currently, the meetings are taking place on Zoom, and you can find details about that on their website. The meetings are on the second Tuesday and start at 7 p.m. and are open to all interested persons, licensed or not. Information about the club may be found at www.tricityarc.net. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. I now return the repeater to regular amateur use. This is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo, also known as KC1TWR, wishing everyone good evening and 73.